This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A lawsuit claims that power lines from the San Isabel Electric Association sparked the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado. Officials have deemed the fire human-caused, and this complaint could reveal the source of the initial spark. To read details, come to CPR.org. In the meantime, some tourists are rethinking travel plans because of wildfires and smoke. Tony Schmidt owns the Uray Meat and Cheese Market on the western slope. North of that town, the Gold Mountain fire has prompted evacuation. Road closures, and the cancellation of a 100-mile trail race.
The visitors canceled all their motel reservations, all their Jeep tours, for weeks out.
Schmidt's business is down by nearly 50%. Uray officials say tourism is down about the same. Denver will no longer require local licenses for child care centers. The city council eliminated the process during a meeting earlier this week. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Denver wants to clear the way for more child care businesses to open. They were expensive, and they say their licensing program was redundant with the way the state licenses the facilities. Denver Office of Children's Affairs Policy Director Rhett Gutierrez says the local process didn't add any real value.
Really, all we were doing was charging an extra fee to not add anything for providers or add anything for the city in terms of oversight or insurance of security and safety for kids and providers.
Denver's decision to remove local licenses comes as Colorado faces a child care crisis. The average cost of child care for one infant in the state is $21,000 a year. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.